This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, January 21. Fullness of Joy. Our reading comes from Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. Say to the Lord, you are my Lord, apart from you I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. She was young and pregnant and out of options. When she arrived at the home for single moms, she was not thrilled and wanted to take on the world alone. Or at least that is what she said. Beneath the facade was someone who longed for a family, a house with a yard for kids to play in, and a husband who would love her. She wanted happiness. She wanted all that the movies told her was possible. When that story wasn't working out the way she expected, she discovered something different. She learned that Jesus loved her and that his plan for her was different from what she had thought. She started to listen and change, and she discovered there was a difference between happiness and joy. She began to realize, as she let God lead her, that he was giving her joy. The Lord's steadfast care and strength would get her through the days of being a single mom. It became the foundation that her new family would build on. This is true for all of us. The more we head in the direction of faith with our eyes and heart open, asking God to guide us, the more we find joy in the Lord's steadfast care and strength. We find encouragement to live into our real life today and to set fairy tale dreams aside. Pray with me. Father, thank you for showing us the path of life and filling us with joy. Help us to pay attention and be teachable so that we can enjoy each day with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.